everyone here dreads Operation Wambushu, which means take back in the local language. It's a security crackdown that the French government says is aimed at expelling migrants and combating crime. Tensions have been brewing since the operation began in April. It's divided the local community and those who have migrated from other islands like Comoros.
I have been working since 2001 and never stopped working. I'm among the hardest working women in this world to raise 7 children. I work and save, and today they are kicking me out.
There has also been a long-standing debate over the status of the island, which is part of the Comoros archipelago, but it is a French administrative territory. Comoros gained independence from France in 1975, but Mayotte voted to stay in France. Thousands of islanders moved to Mayotte in search of better living standards and as a way to get to France.
We have nowhere to go because everything we have is being dismantled. The sheets will be left in the field. The children, the family, we will find a terrace to sleep until sunrise. We are given a house, but it's on the other side of the island. It is better that I stay here.
Some human rights groups have accused the government of using excessive force on the residents.
I think in the next week or two we should do a new zone. We have a rhythm. 5 weeks after the order is issued, we have to clear the disputes. So that's about it. Next week or the next, a new operation.
Of Mayotte's 350,000 residents, half do not have French nationality. France wants to deport them to Comoros, but the government there has refused to take them in. So they have no jobs, and dozens of children have been separated from their parents. Many have been made homeless, but they all say Mayotte is still their home. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera.